Mr. Ford, appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tony.
Listen, before we get into the topics of last night's meeting, we have had quite a few guests on over the last week or two talking about the school board and about Dwight Rich Middle School, specifically the last meeting. And the information has come up, Mr. Ford, that the Board of Education could be somewhat dysfunctional. People are not on the same page, not only with each other, but with the administration as a whole, that there are personal agendas. One board member even asking for the resignation of T.C. Wallace. And in talking with you yesterday, you said, you know what, Tony, I'm going to come on and clear up a lot of the misconceptions. So you have the microphone.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, Tony, first of all, let's start with Dwight Rich. Dwight Rich, the board, first of all, is not dysfunctional. There's some things that were presented in a manner that really a lot of us felt didn't give the good public perception. For example, Dwight Rich Middle School. We've never, as a board, wanted to close Dwight Rich Middle School, okay? We wanted to maybe transform it into a K through 8. What that means, kindergarten through 8th grade. Right now, it's 6 through 8. And based on union contract language, we can't just say, okay, now we're going to start bringing people in from K through 5 in Dwight Rich Middle School. We have to, first of all, technically close it and then start transforming it into a K through 8. We had a motion on the board agenda to move Wood Creek Middle School into Dwight Rich Middle School. But a number of board members thought that we were looking at more than just Wood Creek Middle School. And so this was the first step in the administration process, is to move one school, then look at another school to move in. So a lot of people weren't comfortable just saying, okay, we got 900 capacity at Dwight Rich Middle School. All we're going to do is move one elementary school in there. We didn't see the real cost savings in that. Jack Davis, who's been on a board member for a number of years, I mean, he's on the restructuring and closure committee. He knew that we had to close Dwight Rich Middle School, at least to get the ball rolling. So he made a motion to close Dwight Rich Middle School. Everybody in the community says, wow, now the board's going to close Dwight Rich, and a lot of people got up in arms, but really we had to technically do that first and then transform it. So I tabled the motion because I really thought we needed to do it a different way at that time, and I think a lot of people agreed that the perception was that it needed to have more to the motion than just closing Dwight Rich. Like, close Dwight Rich Middle School so we can transform it into a K through 8. I mean, should have been added.
Well, Charles, we had a parent on who was with the PT, the Parent Teacher Association, and she said that she finally gathered that information, but she said the process, they've been left in the dark, that the board and that the administration is not sharing information, not including the parents in the process, and they felt like they were being kicked to the curb because they didn't know what was going on until it was decided.
Well, that's with all due respect to that parent, and I know a lot of times information gets disseminated that everybody doesn't see or is probably not in the right place for them to pick it up. But we had an actual session at Dwight Rich, you know, in the community to talk about just that. And we had a number of parents from Wood Creek who spoke up about the fact that we were closing Wood Creek. They said there were a few Dwight Rich parents in the audience, but not as many as everybody expected. And so there was an open meeting for that particular issue before that motion was even on our agenda. So, you know, and not like I disagree that a person didn't know. It's just that we did do our effort in having, because we asked the administration to do that. We wanted to go out to the public first, and we had to do that. Before there's any school closing, we go to the community first. So that did take place.
So as we speak, where do we stand with the school closings and the restructuring of some of those schools?
Well, we still are in the phase of looking at how does that affect now a $30 million deficit, okay? And also, with the restructuring of Dwight Rich, we really don't have any true cost savings. Not that closing a school is going to totally deal with a $30 million deficit, but we do have to start taking bits and pieces and chunks of closures and things of that nature to get at this deficit. There's a proposal, and I'm one of them. I put some proposals on the table to close a high school, to close a middle school, and that middle school that I was looking to close was not Dwight Rich. And so we feel we need three middle schools. We probably don't need four. We've got some proposals on the table that if we close one of our middle schools, specifically Otto Middle School, that maybe we can take Sexton and transform it into a school that not only has high school but also can accommodate middle school as well. So what we're doing right now is we're definitely exploring all opportunities and options to see how we can get at this $30 million deficit. If we close the high school, we save about $1.1 million. We close the middle school, we can save about $800,000. And so we need to look at how that plays out in the long run. There's some high schools and middle schools that are better for possibly a sale after we close them, and so we can gain money on the revenue side as well. So there's some things that we're doing, but you know, in the most part, we had never considered really closing Dwight Rich Middle School because it's a neighborhood school. It's sitting right there in a very good neighborhood, and we thought that it's a pretty good school as far as shape, as far as facility wise and maintaining it. It's a good school, and so. Dwight Rich is probably is going to be here. It may not be 6-8, but it will definitely be a middle school.
All right, we've got one final question for Mr. Ford before we go to break. In your opinion, because some of the other folks on the board believe that T.C. Wallace, the superintendent, oversteps his authority, if you will, when it comes to making decisions. And I was wondering, do you think T.C. Wallace is overstepping his authority?
No. I mean, T.C. Wallace, Dr. Wallace, has been a superintendent for 25 years now. He got an opinion from a legal counsel that said he could do certain things. Then we come to find out that based on a legal opinion that we received, that was different. So we have a difference of legal opinion, difference of opinions, and so we are now trying to right the ship on that by looking at some contract language that were in the administrator's contract. And I just want to make that clear that before we could consider any reduction or changes in administrative contracts or restructuring, we had to deal with the issue of that language was not in their contract. So we had to take some action as far as the complaint.